Evan Mansfield is originally from Dungarvan. He's got up early to talk to us this morning. He's at college at Fairfield University in Connecticut in the US of A. Evan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks very much. You heard a little bit of the interview with David McGlynn there. He ran some race on Sunday, didn't he?
Ah, yeah, Jesus, fantastic. It's great to have someone from Waterford coming home first. And I was looking at all them times being like, oh God, I better do all right now in my one again.
So you're running in the New York City Marathon, your first ever on November the 2nd. Congratulations. Well done.
Thanks very much. I'm delighted. First ever marathon. So that may as well pick a big one now to the first one. So there's someone here, I'm looking forward to it now.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. And even more special is that you've been selected as a member of Team Inspire, one of the 26 most inspirational stories running this year. That's a really, really great honour as well, isn't it?
Ah, yeah, Jesus, fantastic. I never would have expected anything like that at all. But to be able to come through that and the experience that the New York Roadrunners have given me in terms of getting myself ready for the marathon, and everything has been fantastic. So yeah, it's a really, really great experience. I don't think I'll ever get another marathon at the top of this one now. So,
how's the training going?
Good, not too bad now. This week I'm just tapering off now, getting myself ready for the weekend. But I had a few half marathons over the last couple of weeks and did my 20-mile run. So I feel like I'm in a good spot. I'm well ready for it now. Connecticut's awfully hilly. You can't go anywhere without running up a hill. So that should have me fairly well prepared. So.
Very good. Now, you're running in aid of the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. And are you raising money for them, or is it just you're representing them?
Raising money for them. So how it works is for the New York Marathon, you can get accepted with a charity place. And for that, you have to raise a certain amount of money for a charity. So I'm raising it for the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. I've autism myself, was diagnosed at a very young age. So this cause, it's very important to me. So yeah, I've been raising money over the last couple of months now and getting very close to my final goal, which is fantastic. And it's for a great cause as well. They've been brilliant to support me throughout the marathon prep as well. So yeah, trying to do as much as I can for them.
Okay. And is it through GoFundMe, or if you want to give out any details now, we'll ask people if they want to donate. It'll be great.
Perfect. It's through the New York Roadrunners. So the domain for it is fundraisers.nyrr.org/Evan-Mansfield. That's the fundraising page for us. And I can send it around or anywhere as needs be.
Yeah.
But if you find me ever on Facebook or Instagram, I have it all over the place trying to get as much money as I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Evan Mansfield. Just type in Evan Mansfield on the different social media. But if not, go on to just Google New York Roadrunners fundraising and you'll be able to get the link. Type in your name there on that. And we've done a lot on autistic services and services for children with autism and ASD and different issues and different matters over the last year. Why? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Perfect. So I would have been diagnosed quite young, when I was about 2 or 3 years of age. And I would have started then my education journey in Jonah Special School in Waterford, where I would have been until about 6 years of age. I'd have had significantly delayed speech onset and that like through intensive like speech and language therapy work down at the Jonah Special School and support from family and friends, got myself into school then in Whitechurch National School in Ballymena, where I would have had a full-time SNA and resource hours, and to be honest, the best supports anyone could ever ask for at that age. And from that then managed to go on through Blackwater Community School in Lismore. And then ended up being first in my family to go to university, ended up going to the University of Limerick, and now I'm over in the States. So yeah, I've had a fantastic journey, and none of it would have been possible without the support of my family, friends, and all those organizations that got me to where I am now.
That's phenomenal. So you were diagnosed with autism at the age of 2, and is it fair to say you didn't become fully verbal until you were 6?
Yeah, that would be fair to say. Like, I'd have words that would come and go, and I wasn't at the level to be in mainstream education as others would have been at that age. So nothing ever came easy to me, never even talking. So it's been a lot of hard work to try and get myself to the level I am now, but I wouldn't be able to do any of it without the support of everyone around me.
Evan, it's phenomenal. It is just phenomenal. And I learned an awful lot in the last year in terms of talking to parents of children with autism, and many of them talking about their children being non-verbal and the importance of early intervention. But like listening to you now, and maybe you're kind of underplaying it in some respect because you've had to deal with it on a daily basis, but that is just an amazing journey.
I know I'm very, very lucky, and I know a lot of people don't progress to the level I am now, but none of that would have been possible without the support of my family and all the organisations around me and a lot of hard work. Like, there would have been a lot of times when I was younger where I wouldn't have wanted to do something. I wouldn't have wanted to go to that next speech and language therapy session. I wouldn't have wanted to push myself outside my comfort zone. And my parents supported me through everything, pushed me outside my comfort zone to be better every day. And without them, I wouldn't have got to the level I'm at now. So it's all down to the people that supported me.
Yeah. But also you and your strength mentally to drive on and just to keep going. And that'll stand to you, obviously, during the marathon, I'm sure. What advice would you have for parents who are listening to this and are in a situation where their sons or daughters or grandparents are listening and their grandchildren are 2 or 3 years of age and they're listening to you and they're saying, my goodness, anything is possible?
I would just encourage families or anyone around anyone in the autistic community to just spend as much time with them and show them as much care as possible and push them to be the best version of themselves every single day. And just push them slightly outside their comfort zone to try and get better and better every single day. And through a lot of hard work, anything is possible. And I hope, hopefully I can show that. And hopefully, like, that's something that those families can take away.
I'm going to have to stop talking to you now because I'm going to start crying in a second. It's just phenomenal. Talk to me about your family here, the Mansfields and others. Say hello to them for me, please. Who do you want to name?
I can say hello to my mum, Amanda, dad, Tom, and then my two brothers, Aidan and Rowan. Bit of marathon experience already in the family. Mum's run a couple of them now, so she's been helping me every step of the way and getting myself prepped.
That's just amazing. Amazing. So the run is on November the 2nd, and it's one of the most important and busiest marathons in the world. It's a great way to start, isn't it, the New York Marathon?
Yeah, it's a big one to start with. I can never do anything small. So, it'll be a big one. I've been down around the city this week getting myself just adjusted and acclimatized to some parts in the route and stuff. And yeah, the city is just mental. It's so busy down there.
Yeah, no, that's phenomenal. And as you say, you're the first member of the family to go to uni. And you earned a full academic scholarship as well, did you?
Yes. So I'm on the Conlisk Scholarship, it's called. It's one person from the University of Limerick gets paid full tuition and board to come to Fairfield University for a grad program in the business school. So I'm in my third semester of that now. So like, that's such a fantastic achievement for me. I never would have thought I'd have done a master's, never mind done it over in the States. So it's been a fantastic experience to be over here.
You're brilliant. You're absolutely brilliant. First time talking to you, Evan. Really blown away by what you have to say. And listen, thanks so much. The best of luck on November the 2nd. And if anybody wants to get in touch again, just Google your own name or put in New York Roadrunners and fundraising in your own name. And listen, thanks.
No worries at all. Thanks a million for having me on. Really, really appreciate it.
Not at all. Lovely talking to you, Evan. God bless. Take care. Mind yourself. See you
again.
Lovely
talking to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Evan Mansfield, originally from Dungarvan there. He's at Fairfield University in Connecticut in the US of A. I'm taking a big deep breath because that is just phenomenal. That is really, really phenomenal. Fair play to him. Brilliant.